Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, a tremendous Monday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley. It's the last day of September, and I have not created a podcast for you in 5 days, and there's a reason why. Well, there's never excuse. Let me just back up. No excuses, but we're going to get after it today. Some really deep and meaningful conversations been happening around the Crowley compound I want to fill you in on. Get you caught up on what's going on inside Saturday Nation. And welcome to all the new listeners all around the world, 221 countries. You freaking believe that. College dropout with 20 college credits to his name, most of them gym and health class. Just a stuttering dude from Midwest Ohio, 221 countries, 16 million downloads. Let's get after it today. Conversations with my daughter. So Friday, I was to go down and pick up my daughter. It's homecoming weekend here in Loveland, Ohio, Loveland High School. So I have two daughters in high school. They went to homecoming, which, dude, let me just, I am not that guy. I'm not into that weekend. I don't like it. I don't like all the pageantry and all the phoniness around it, all the makeup, because I got daughters. That's all I got is daughters. All the nonsense around it, photos, you know, the internet. It's just like, it's all fake to me. It's just all like corporate America was. It's just, it's a play. We act in a play. We walk into the pictures at the parents' house. Hey, I'm Sam. Nice to meet you. This is great. Oh, and then I walk right out, and I feel like I got, like, I'm the extra in the play. I'm the father of the daughter who's going to homecoming. That's my title of the play. So if you're looking at, like, the playbill, you know, who enters now at 6:35 p.m.? Oh, that's Sam Crowley. He plays the father of the daughter. Yeah. Okay. Hey, how you doing? This is great. Oh, it's beautiful. All the girls are made up and laughing and, you know, according to my kids, you know, half of the drama, half of them don't even like each other and all this stuff going on. Probably not true in some of my kids' friend groups, but you know what I'm talking about, right? It's all fake, you know. And then I walk out, exit stage right, and I'm back into my normal life. Took my wife and my oldest kid and my youngest daughter to dinner that night. It was a great Saturday night. But anyway, Friday night, it was homecoming. And that was brought my daughter home from the University of Cincinnati. So it's rush hour Friday at 5. We're in the car together for an hour. For 60 minutes, okay? It's a 25-minute drive door-to-door for me to take my daughter back with. No traffic, 60 minutes rush hour trying to get out of downtown Cincinnati. So a lot of time in the car. So, you know, my daughter's telling me what's going on. I asked her, hey, how's it going? How's class? How's this? And she's a typical college freshman, stressed out about this, stressed out about that. It's all brand new. Oh, my God. You know, think about it. You know, 3 months ago, this kid needed a hall pass to use the bathroom, and now she's supposed to have life figured out. Like, what do you want to do for the next 40 years? And you know, she's got a dad who's not only anti all of that, you know, I am for just do what it is that you want to do. So this question came up, and that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today on the podcast, is she's sharing with me about one of her friends, and one of her friends is afraid to ask her parents to change her major because she doesn't want to disappoint them. Because her parents so badly want her to go do whatever it is, XYZ, fill in the blank, some college major. And she just doesn't feel cut out, but she's afraid to disappoint her parents. And so she's going to go through the rest of her college career majoring in something that she doesn't want to do. So you know where this is going. So my daughter, I said, look, Madeline, let me just take a big time out. You'll never disappoint me. And there is one way, though. You will disappoint me, and this will happen. So I promise you, you will disappoint me if you end up settling in life for something that you don't want to do. That's the only way I'd be disappointed in you, okay? I'll always love you. I love you unconditionally. You know that. But you will never, you can drop out of college today. You can, I'll drive you to the registrar. You drop right out. You can go mow lawns. You can work in a beauty salon. You can work at a Kroger, a Kmart. I don't even, they still make Kmarts. My God, did I just date myself? Did I just freaking date myself? Of all the retail outlets I could have said, I said Kmart. Ridiculous. Walmart, anything. But you will never disappoint me as long as you continue to explore new frontiers, doing something that you love to do, supporting yourself while you're doing it. I mean, that's a big, big thing, okay? Because daddy ain't daddy deep pockets for the rest of your life. But I will never be disappointed in you if you change your major, drop out of college, choose a new career. Just please don't ever settle. Don't be like everybody else out there. Don't settle. And that has just been, it eats away at me that there's so many people that are not 18 years old, they're 38 years old, they're 48 years old, and they're still don't want to disappoint their parents. Sure, they're out there. Are you kidding me? I don't know. I mean, look, you see it. I mean, you could be 40 years old. You tell me this much, though. My mom's not around. She died in 1997 of a heart attack in our living room, okay? Cigarette still between her index and middle finger, all right? But if my mom was still around and I was going back to Bradford, PA to visit her, I would still act like little Sammy Crowley from 1982. Okay, so don't tell me you don't act like that around your parents. So we still, even at the older ages, don't want to disappoint our parents. Think of the holidays, you know, we got to go visit so-and-so, we got to go visit so-and-so. But then we make life decisions based on what other people think about us, our friends, our coworkers, our boss, you know, family members, whoever. And we continue in this crazy, torturous hamster wheel, worried what other people are going to think about us, not wanting to disappoint them, when in fact, the real thing we should be doing out there is going with this beautiful, remember that show, The Big Blue Marble? It was on in the 70s or something, you know, it's got The Big Blue Marble. I think about that when I think of the Earth, you know. Think of all there is to explore on planet Earth, and we settle in our own little silo, in our own little geographic footprint. We don't venture too far off. We don't venture too far left, right, north, south. We stay kind of where we are. We do what feels comfortable to us, and we die a slow death doing it. We do what is comfortable for us. We go to that job every day. We stay in that business every day. We stay in that relationship every day because it's really comfortable, and the devil that we know is more comfortable to us than the devil that we don't know. And I was talking to my daughter, and we're inching our way through rush hour traffic, barely moving. It was a great opportunity, and I thought, wow, what a blessing this is to be able to impart this wisdom on my daughter, who's only 18 years old. I mean, think about this. And I told her, I said, Malin, look, you're 18 years old. Your 20s is about figuring out what the hell you want to do with your life, man. Go do right now. You've got no kids. You've got no commitment, no boyfriend, no husband, none of that stuff. You got no money too, by the way. But you've got no strings holding you down. Go explore everything and anything that is legally, ethically, morally within your compass, man. Go and do it, because you're going to be 30 years old looking back, just like you're looking back fondly at your teenage year. She's like, Dad, I just want to be 16 years old again. I'm worried about having to go to Walgreens to work. I go, oh, I get it, kid. I get it. And then when you're 30, you only want to be worried about where the next party is at college. And that's another thing. My kid doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke, you know, and none of that. She's not fitting in that kind of environment, which is great. Look, as a dad, I'm like, hey, this is awesome, man. You'll figure that out. But imagine that problem as a dad. My kid doesn't drink or smoke or want to party. Like, give me more of those kids, you know. But I said, Mal, you're going to look back at, in your 30s and 40s thinking about the previous decade. You always look back at the previous decade and look how easy it was compared to where you are right now. All right. Life gets harder. But here's the thing, man. It gets way harder with regret tied to you like a 40-pound ball and chain to your ankle. Okay. Go out and do the very things that you want to do, and nobody will ever be disappointed in you. But the real tough weight to carry around in life is you being disappointed with your decision. So this is a message for you, my beloved podcast listener, whatever age you are right now, wherever life finds you right now, whatever that dream that God placed on your heart, you got to do it, man. You must do it. You have to do it, because it's going to open up such an amazing door to your life. So much energy and so much motivation and inspiration is going to come as a result of you just making the decision to do the very thing that you might be a little bit afraid right now to do. I get it, man. It can be terrifying. Bob Proctor calls it crossing through the terror barrier. I get it. Boy, do I get it. But here's the thing. Once you cross through it, you're done. Now it's like, wow, look at this brand new area that I never even knew existed, and I'm so jacked up to go explore this. Now, if few things you got to keep in mind. You don't need to quit your job. Keep going to your job. Imagine going to your job. Imagine how more productive. This is what I did when I had a job and I started investing in real estate. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad changed my life. Rich Dad, Poor Dad Kiyosaki changed my life. And then to be able to share the stage with this dude 15 years later was mind-blowing. But it changed my life because then I went to work every day and my production got better. But how to get better? Because I was trying to get an angle out of my job. Exactly. Because now I was like, holy cow, I'm applying the principles, the mindset principles that I'm learning in these books from entrepreneurs who are telling me that I've got hope. That's the only thing I needed to know. Is there an opportunity for a 35-year-old stressed out corporate guy who's now got two kids under the age of three at the time? Is there an opportunity for me anywhere, or am I just stuck in this job? And so when I figured out that I had hope, my production at my job actually got better. I started crushing sales quotas. I started moving up the corporate ladder, 3 promotions in 4 years, ended up running a $90 million division. Hated every minute of the job, but loved the fact that I had hope and my production got better. That's what happens when you've got something on the side that can fuel you while it's taking off and you don't quit your job, you don't do it. Now, if you want to, go quit your job. I don't even know, everybody's situation is different. I'm just saying a lot of people, I get that question, hey, when should I quit? I said, you'll know. Only you will know. I don't know what your financial runway looks like. I don't know how much your bills are compared to how much you bring in every month. But I know one thing. I know one thing's for sure. You've got something special. You've got something special that nobody else has. And if you don't use that something special, that is a complete waste. And if you don't use it because you're worried about disappointing somebody else, you know, or you're worried about what other people might think about you, that's the wrong reason, man. So as we pulled into our driveway after an hour in traffic, Malin got out of the car, she went inside, and I just sat there for a minute. I thought, you know, very cool. That's the part about being a dad that I really love. You know, the whole homecoming experience and all the makeup and the hair and all the phoniness and getting that stuff and then worrying about your kids until they get home at midnight or 1 in the morning, that stuff I don't like at all because I know life isn't about any of that at all. I know all that stuff goes away. But I know one thing, those conversations with your kids and conversations that I have with people, by the way, if you haven't booked your call, I'd love to call you. Go to launchwithsam.com. We'll talk on the phone. You tell me about your dream, and I'll tell you how to monetize it. Launchwithsam.com. And so when I have these conversations with the other people on the phone who booked their call or my kids or anybody, I feel like, man, that's the best part of my life. That's the best part. There's nothing better. My best part of my life is being able to minister to other people and let them know you've got hope, man. You may not have anything else going for you right now, but I know one thing you got, hope. And don't ever do anything because you're afraid of disappointing somebody else or what other people might think about you. Don't let that hold you back. Because what you'll find is you won't end up doing that thing and you'll look back and you'll say, well, they were never even watching anyway. Didn't even matter. Here I was making up this narrative. It didn't even happen. All right. It's great to be back. It's great to be back. We'll see you tomorrow on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.